on the KSRO Live line with us on this California primary day is former California Democratic Party strategist Bob Mulholland. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
I'm wondering, will it be Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and John Cox, the Republican, who are the top two in what they call the jungle primary today?
All indications are yes. So it'll be a Democrat, Lieutenant Governor Gavin, and a Republican from Chicago, John Cox. I think Trump getting behind Cox a couple weeks ago with postcard mailings as well as automated phone calls made the difference. And
That should be a pretty clear-cut choice come November.
Yes, and I think the Republicans are very frustrated in California, so this was sort of like they looked around, they had nobody, and they got a guy out of a used yard sale. John Cox. I mean, he's run 13 times.
How shocking would it be if Gavin Newsom is not among the top two?
Well, you'd have to say the Russians. No, Lieutenant Governor's a nice ballot designation. And the Bay Area votes bigger, higher turnout than L.A. And obviously, Gavin played a role in policies and politics as well as
in the Bay Area,
from San Francisco. So he's in very good shape.
And I'm really curious to see what happens in the race that Dianne Feinstein is involved with. She's, on today's ballot, she's vying for another term in office. And there's some question about that, thanks to State Senator Kevin DeLeon.
Yes. But there is some possibility that there's 32 candidates on the ballot. This is like going to a supermarket and standing there for hours trying to figure out. But there is some possibility that a Republican who's about designated chief financial officer, some polling shows that once Republican voters look at all their candidates, they don't recognize any one of them, that guy does a little bit better. So it'll be Dianne number one, and it could be Kevin, but it could be this Republican coming in number two. So it'll be a Democrat versus Republican race in the U.S. Senate in November.
Yeah, that'll be a clear-cut choice, too. And what about Devin Nunes, the Republican congressman who is, vying for his party's nomination, too? He's such a strong Trump supporter. What are his chances today?
Well, Nunes is kind of it's a Central Valley district. It's very Republican, very big on Trump. So even if Nunes doesn't show up to work, the chances of him being defeated are very, very slim. Now, it's months to go. Nunes could get caught up in some scandal. Remember, he has done a lot of funny things, like hop over the White House fence one night to get a report from Trump, and that the next day he delivered back to Trump. So we're waiting to see, but difficult.
What surprises are you thinking might happen today, Bob?
There is a number of races in California, and just to remind your listeners that, yes, most people vote by mail, but a majority of ballots are cast at the polls today or dropped off. Most people, because our ballots are so long, wait until the final minute to fill out their last thing on their ballot. So there could be some races by Wednesday morning, a very competitive race, whether congressional or even a statewide, where the difference between second and third is too close for the mathematicians to call.
Uh-huh.
And it could be 1 or 2 weeks before we have enough provisional ballots, late mail ballots being counted. And so there's going to be a lot of tension. At the same time, a lot of election day attorneys are on hold, I was told yesterday. They got them on their speed dial ready to come in to California if necessary.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Is this top two primary a good idea for Republicans or Democrats or both?
No, Democrats are the stupid party for backing it. Just to remind your listeners, when the real issue of top two versus the regular system that Ronald Reagan, Jerry Brown all got nominated on was on the ballot in 2004. The regular one, Prop 60, got 68%. In other words, the voters said, the top vote getter of each party, whether it's six parties, seven parties, or eight parties, goes to November. And the other one, top two, which was Prop 62 in 04, it lost by 53%. But for some reason, the Democrats in 2009, 2010 budget decided to sell out and let this thing happen. And the net result is hundreds of millions of dollars being spent. You have campaigns spending so much money to try to influence the other party so so-and-so might be the second candidate.
Yes.
Or, it's absurd, and it's very confusing to voters. You know, in June of 14, the last non-presidential primary, the turnout in California was 25.2. I'm just hoping it gets to 30 this time. Most voters just say,
yeah,
I can't figure it out. I'll stay home.
Yeah, that's what our registrar of voters, Bill Rousseau, said. He's hoping for somewhere between 33 and 38%. And that's really is shameful. That's a whole other conversation.
The Bay Area will do higher. L.A. County, this is embarrassing to say, but L.A. County, the 10 million people county, in June of 14 had a turnout of 17%.
Wow. Wow.
God, 17%.
That is embarrassing. Something.
The only people that are voting in L.A. in that year were white people, homeowners in their 70s and 80s with their walkers.
Well, everybody gets a vote. That's the American way. And, Bob, thanks for weighing in. It'll be an interesting Wednesday morning for sure.
Today I'm thinking of Robert Kennedy. It was 50 years ago today that he was shot at the Ambassador Hotel in L.A.
Yep, right here in California, too, after the California Democratic primary. Yeah. And you're right, Bob. We're all thinking about Bobby Kennedy today. Thanks for being here.
All
we will talk to you soon.
Have a good afternoon and day.
That is Bob Mulholland, the former California Democratic Party strategist, talking about today's statewide primary.